Spanish play Verdi in California Soccer Cup Sunday.
Union Española's brilliant soccer 11, runner-up in the California Cup competition last year, collide with the Verdi club Sunday at Clocker Amazon Field at 2:45 o'clock. It's the feature of the second round of play. The Spanish enter the contest favored down the Verdi, for they upset the highly touted Grovers in the first round of play and boast a rugged team with plenty of fight. Two intermediate cup preliminaries round out the program. The Mexico Athletic Club battle the Rover A team at 11:15 in the morning, while Tritonia A faces the Mercury A at 1 o'clock. And now a word from Bob Emmerich about Roos Brothers.
Well, at this time I should say something, I know, Ernie, about Roos Brothers. And you're probably expecting me to say something entirely different, something in keeping with the occasion of this your last program of the Sports Page of the Year. But instead, we have a complete surprise for you. Before we usher in the surprise, however, Ernie, I'd like to put in my 10 cents worth here, if I may, and wish you just all the luck in the world on your new program, which, from all I've heard, is really a swell show. Well, and now I'm going to introduce to you one of your friends and colleagues to our listening audience. Well, I haven't any more idea what he's going to say than you have, so while you make room for him alongside the microphone there, I'll present the well-known radio and sports writer, Stephen Day.
See, you'd be the most perfect guy in the world to give a surprise party to.
Is my face
Well,
you've
got more surprise written all over your bosom. Well, I've seen the month of kids' birthdays. Now, let me explain why I'm, well, sticking my nose into your corner of the ether wave. What I have to say, I'm going to say not only for Roos Brothers and KYA and myself, but for hundreds of thousands of radio fans of yours. I might call them friends of yours, up and down the Pacific Coast. And for just about every athlete who has ever lived in or visited the Bay region for some 14 years. Maybe they wouldn't all say it in quite the same way, but I'm pretty certain that whatever they would say would be prompted by the same sort of feeling. I want to thank you, Slugger. Thank you for 14 years of bringing sports and all that sports means into my home. I want to thank you for helping me to bring such stars as Alice Marble and Don Budge and the DiMaggios. Oh, and 1,000 other top names in national sports. So you did an awful lot toward keeping them started. That I know. I want to thank you for the hundreds of sports figures you've introduced me to. Microphonically, of course. Over the years. People like Joe Louis and Connie Mack and Jack Dempsey and Paul Gallico and just about every other great sports name I can think of offhand. And most of all, I want to thank you for keeping sports always on the plane it should be, for dealing with sports always constructively, for working day in and day out to keep sports prominent, always alive and important on the American scene. And then I want to congratulate you on this new show you're about to bring me. Speaking of Sports, I think its name is. A show that, well, from all I've heard, is going to bring even more sports into my home and let me meet even more athletes. And now on behalf of Roos Brothers and, well, in sort of recognition for your record of 14 years, 14 consecutive years on the air, 4,400 and something broadcast, I think I heard Bob say, and also by way of thanking you for the swell job you've done for Roos Brothers Sports Shop. Oh, and I might add, too, by way of welcome you to the new Roos Brothers show, speaking of sports, I'd like to present you with this. Well, I can't think of anything else to call it, but this little gift. Lots of luck, Slug.
Well, gee, thanks very much.